What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. And of course, you can watch us on television via the Monumental Sports Network. And we're presented by Acrop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Yeah, probably the first of two times I'll hear Enter Sandman today.
And Jason Bishop is here.
Yeah, what's up?
Yesterday was 100 days until the NFL season starts. So, by my math, it means 99 days.
Getting closer.
Which is sweet.
We need it. We want that to happen. We're desperate for it.
So you fired up to go to the show tonight?
Yeah, it should be a fun time. Hopefully the weather holds out. Looks like most of the rain will be out of the area by the late evening. I think Metallica is slated to take the stage around 8:45, 10 of 9-ish.
What time are they saying the rain's supposed to move out?
I think late afternoon, early evening.
All right, so 6 o'clock.
But I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm going to bring rain ponchos.
It's going to suck, though. You can't have rain.
To the event, just
in
case.
Let's be honest. It's going to suck if it rains. It's going to suck.
I've done a few concerts where it's rained, and it's not ideal. I mean, do I wish it were 75 degrees and perfect? Of course.
He's still going to be headbanging.
I think you're going to be fine. I think you're going to be fine, but I don't think it's going to rain. If it rains, it's going to put a big damper on.
I'll bring a poncho. I'll bring a small towel to get my seat. At Northwest Stadium, I should be good.
All right.
I think you're going to be fine at that time of the day.
Should be all right. Not going to worry about it too much.
I think it's mostly going to move out by late afternoon, early.
You have parking secured, Cakes? You're not fretting in that?
Oh, I always fret parking. You know me. $80 to park at the Gold Lot.
How much coin did you spend on the tickets?
See, that's where paying for parking doesn't really hurt me that much because...
They're
freebies from our friends at Live Nation, so thank you.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, took care of me.
So. Nice. So where are you guys in a suite or something?
No, but we're down pretty close to the field. And you know, Metallica's set up at the 50-yard line. They're not at one end of the stadium.
Have you seen them before?
Many times, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it should be.
Have they always done the circular stage?
Not always.
They don't. Okay.
Like when they played in arenas, usually.
Well, yeah.
They've been in the center of arenas before, and in their younger days, they would just play at the end.
Play on the stage.
Play at the end of the arena, like most bands set up.
Because at Lane, there was a huge circular stage in the middle of the field,
right?
With fans everywhere, media everywhere, mm-hmm. But they were on like four separate parts of the stage,
right?
So Lars would be playing drums here.
He's got his
and
own
on
setup.
The other side is where James is.
Yeah.
And then Trujillo. And then who's the fourth? Again, I'm spacing it.
Kirk Hammett. The lead guitarist.
Yeah, so they kind of walk around the stage. It's pretty cool. I wonder if they'll do the same thing they did down at Tech where they signed off. Good night. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone's going, one more song.
Right. Of course.
And they'll do that.
It's always the best.
Do they do that?
But yeah, they've done encores. I mean, I've seen them probably 8 or 9 times.
And they've always done with Enter Sandman?
I don't know if it's always been Enter Sandman, but probably for a long time. It's their sign-off.
Yeah,
I'm looking at their latest set list, what they signed off with in Philly, so I'm assuming that'll be the closer tonight.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting. You'll have a fun time with your kids.
Should be a good time. Looking forward to it.
I was actually hitting balls yesterday at the range in the rain. When I left my house, it wasn't raining. When I got to the course, it was raining. I said, you know what? I'm still going to hit balls. And all of a sudden, Cakes appeared out of nowhere.
Sure.
He and his son were there hitting balls.
Yeah, my son's gotten bitten by the golf bug. He just got a brand new set of irons from our friend Scott Bavaro.
Nice.
So he's taking him out for a spin, only his second or third time.
Some new TaylorMade. Did he get some 790s?
I don't even know what they are, but he got a new set of TaylorMade irons. So
nice.
He's enjoying them. So yeah, even in the rain, he's like, let's go hit some balls.
Right.
Like, all right, sure. Why not?
If he's gotten bitten by the golf bug, that means daddy might have to get re-bitten by the golf bug.
We'll see. I mean, I took a few hacks with his new sticks. It felt good.
Did you like him?
Sure.
Yeah. Cakes might be back, Valdez. We might get Cakes back
I am playing in the Purple Heart Open next week.
There's no chance.
You don't think?
Yeah, he's got poker front and center.
He's dead on arrival when he gets to the golf course.
The thing is the thing you're not calculating is the sun. When your kids are into something,
yeah, bonding thing. It's
fun. Gets you into it. And all of a sudden you're like, you know what? He wants to play. I'm going to play. And then next thing, before you know it, you're hitting sillies and now you got the bug.
But I told him, I was like, I have to get you a new driver because that big Nike Sasquatch or whatever it is a monstrosity.
Right.
It's an embarrassment. Just the sound that it makes when it hits the ball. It's
he'll take
care
of
him. There's no other sound like it.
He'll be all geared up.
Yeah, he'll get taken care of. We'll take care of him. Yeah. We got him covered.
When did you get the Nike Sasquatch? That's
2001 years ago. Yeah.
I mean, it's easily 25 years old.
Oh, yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an abomination. I'm sure it's probably not even legal.
So what time are you leaving the house?
Probably around 6:30. 6:30, get there around 7:30, park.
Jason will be in bed.
Oh, yeah. He'll
at 6:30?
By 7:30.
By the time Metallica takes stage, he'll be in bed.
I won't be asleep till... I'll definitely be asleep before they come on stage.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
you'll be home by, midnight.
Hopefully midnight.
Yeah.
It should be done by about 10:45.
Yeah.
So last night I was kind of like sleeping on the couch around 8:15. My wife said, just go up to bed. What are you doing? You know, it looks ridiculous. Go up to bed, get some good sleep. So I went to sleep. Today is a travel day for me after the show, going to Chicago. I don't know. Look, it's not a hardship, but I'm just saying my body's not going to handle this. Mm-hmm. We're going to play 18 tomorrow. We're going to play 36 on Friday, and then we're going to play 18 on Saturday. My body just can't handle that. There's no way I'm going to be able to do that.
So four rounds in 3 days.
That is
days.
The ultimate first world problem.
No, I'm all not the saying same it's course? A hardship, or I'm not saying it's anything for anybody to worry about. I'm just telling you my personal body cannot handle it.
Yeah. All on the same course?
Yeah, yeah. You're playing at Chicago Highlands, Tom's course. Looking forward to it. It could be a nice little bonding with the boys to be out and about. A little stress-free couple days, hopefully.
Who's the group?
Me, Squirrel, my buddy Adam, and Mr. Healy.
Oh, very good.
Mr. Tom.
Excellent.
And I think the first round or two, we're going to do it with the caddy. So we'll be walking like we're in the freaking U.S. Open, which is always fun. But it's just another thing.
You'll probably start feeling it.
No, I feel after every round.
Yeah, but you'll really start feeling a back nine of the second round.
I mean, all I can tell you is every time I leave a golf course, I can barely stand up. My back and my muscles in my back just tighten up. And playing 36, I know Valdez does it sometimes with his boys on trips. I haven't played 36 in probably 20 years. I'm not even...
Yeah, I haven't played
36. I would bet against me being able to do it, to be honest with you.
Might be the smart money.
I think it's a no-go. But I'm going to try, but I don't think I'll get through it.
I think I would just get bored.
No, that boredom's not the issue. The issue will be being able to stand up. My back just tightens up.
Just drink more transfusions. You'll be good. Just keep
Why did you agree to play 36?
Well, just the guys want to do it. I'm not going to be a party pooper. I'm just like, all right, whatever you guys want to do.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'll let you guys set the agenda.
All right.
But I don't think I'll be able to make the second 18.
Fellas, let's just play 18.
Yeah, well, they're excited.
18's plenty.
They're
36.
Excited.
All right, we'll play 18, 18, 18. All right, we'll play 3 rounds in 3 days. That's fine. That's a lot of golf.
They're excited.
For 55-year-olds.
So I'll try. Maybe I'd be able to sneak in, they don't have saunas there. They have what those things are, the, where you
steam
take
steam room?
Steam showers or whatever like that. Yeah, so I'm...
I don't know the difference.
I think I've been in a steam shower one time, but I don't really remember it that much. But it's supposed to be very similar.
Mm.
I'll be doing a lot of steam showers, Gabe.
Yeah, I would imagine. Maybe throwing a massage here and there.
I don't know if there's any masseuses, but... And, of course, we're staying at the hotel... I won't say it here, but where Tiger used to bring his floozies.
Oh, really? Sounds fancy.
When he played the Western Open.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And because if you listen to the messages, he says what room he's in.
Mm. I've never listened to said messages.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if I've stayed in that room before, but Tom's definitely stayed in that room.
Is this in Greater Chicago?
Yeah, it's just the heart of Chicago.
Say hi to Chicago for me. Never been. I've had their pizza. Overrated. Not the biggest fan.
Oh, you mentioned Chicago pizza. Yeah. Reminds me of a place which I don't think exists anymore. Pizzeria Uno.
I haven't seen
one. I used to love that spot.
I haven't seen one of those in the wild in a long time.
It doesn't even exist anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I bet they do.
I that still pizza even, was awesome.
Every once in a while, I still see Sbarro's.
Too thick.
Those are like still around.
Like me a thin pizza. Like me a Neapolitan.
I'm more of a thin guy. Yeah.
They used to have
like a Lido on pizza.
They used
nice
to have one
thin.
At the Bowie Town Center, and then it became
what, a Pizzeria
else.
Uno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right over there by Panera.
Why is that? That was a Chicago based
Yeah, Chicago style deep dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Thick crust.
I probably went to Pizzeria Uno like twice in my life. It wasn't in the heavy rotation.
It was a go-to for me.
Yeah.
Well, it was a go-to for like my mom and her grandkids.
Right.
For a while.
Because it was in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, what am I going to have for dinner tonight?
You're already thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, today's what? Today's Wednesday? What's normally on a Wednesday? What do you normally do on a Wednesday?
It's a non-tradition. It's like a free day. It's not Taco Tuesday. It's not Passion Fin.
No, we had tacos last night.
So Wednesday is kind of a free day. It's a free fall.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place on a Wednesday.
I'm probably
who knows. My wife might want to make dinner.
Probably gonna have overpriced stadium food.
Yeah,
it's not great. Nachos for dinner.
Yeah, it's a lock. You're having nachos.
Nachos drabby. This is perfection. Nachos for dinner.
So that makes it all
can't
better.
Beat it.
If you're gonna have stadium food, like, it has to be nachos.
It's the one seed.
Yeah.
Even though I would hardly call stadium nachos. Top tier nachos.
Those aren't elite
They're
nachos.
They're not top tier. I understand, but like
some hard chips and some sloppy cheese.
It's not the best, but I have to deal with whatever's being offered to me.
By the way, Drabby, what was the fallout from your big reveal yesterday? Did you get a bunch of positive texts throughout the day?
Oh, I mean, the encouragement from people that I know has been awesome, or just my DMs. Everyone's got an opinion.
Everyone's been positive, though, right, for the most part?
Yeah, but even if you aren't and you go, well, what, just go bald?
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't care. You do you. Yeah. I got people calling me vain.
This is your life.
It's my life.
You need to live it the way you want to live it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, why are people worried about it?
People
have opinions, and that's
people
fine.
People were overwhelmingly positive?
No. They have been. 85%.
So. Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's about as good as you're going to get.
85% approval rate.
You're not
going to
get any better than 85%.
Yeah.
Well, and if they aren't, they just aren't telling me, which is fine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. What about in-laws and everything? Are they happy? Have they seen?
I think everyone who I know in my, and this is honest, that I know in my personal life has been super encouraged by it.
Right.
And so it looks
like your
great.
Siblings.
Except for Landfill. Landfill was a bit of a...
He was a downer.
He didn't have a checkered history anyway.
I shouldn't let Landfill of all people take, personal shots at my looks, but...
Right.
Because he doesn't understand anything, and he comes in here and goes... Oh my God, you look terrible.
No. Right.
Is that what he said? He said that to you?
Yeah, I think he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And I go, and he goes, I understand. You're telling me be patient, but I'm telling you right now, you look terrible.
Right.
Wow, he doubled down.
But you and Landfill, I mean, you don't really get, you guys aren't the best of buddies, right? I mean, don't you and Landfill? I can remember huge fights.
I don't even know if I have Landfill's phone number, and I've known him for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like that relationship's really deteriorated.
No, it hasn't. But he likes to take shots.
He likes taking
digs. You really never know if it's joning or it's personal.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the number for the Sports Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. Also, Antonio Daniels, former Wizard, longtime NBA veteran, is going to join us. We'll talk some NBA playoffs, both series now 3-1. We'll get into the sports page next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Let's open up the Junkies sports page right now.
Let's open it up. Of course, it's sponsored by my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices for you on your favorite models. Head on over. When you walk in that front door, ask for Josh. His name is Josh Cochran, big Tennessee Vols guy. He's from just outside of Nashville. Tell him I sent you, and just like I did, make it Molloy. It's Molloy.com online. I watched most of the first quarter of the Pacers-Knicks game last night. This would have been Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals. I just thought it was interesting that, I don't know, we talked a few weeks ago about how Halliburton was voted most overrated player. he didn't get any time when he was playing for the Olympic team. Mm-hmm. At least he made the Olympic team. But
sure, it's a great accomplishment.
But he didn't get any time. But this guy put up an unbelievable game last night, triple-double. And if you're just kind of looking at his numbers in the series, first of all, last night he had 32, he had 12 boards, he had 15 dimes, he had 4 steals, he had 5 threes, 5 for 12. I mean, he's just going bonkers.
And 0 turnovers.
0 turnovers, right. And if you look at the game log for this particular series against the Knicks, he's averaging 24.5 points, he's shooting 45%. He's averaging 11 assists, 7 boards. I mean, he's just putting up stupid numbers.
Wiz could have drafted him, too.
A lot better than his numbers against Cleveland, where he averaged 17 a game, and he shot pretty well, but you know the overall numbers weren't the same. But this guy had an unbelievable game last night. They win by 9. They were up 3-1. Series pretty much over. There's no way the Knicks are going to win 3 straight.
Very unlikely.
Towns hurt his knees. He's going to be evaluated. He had a collision with Neesmith, so he's going to be evaluated before game 5. Who knows if he'll even go. But unbelievable job for Tyrese Haliburton, who was drafted by the Kings.
At 12,
and he played there, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, and then he was traded to Indiana for Sabonis, basically.
Yeah, if you look back at the Commanders' old regime, you're always going to have whiffs, but they drafted...
The Wizards' old regime.
Yes, the Wizards. Yeah. They drafted, instead of Haliburton, they drafted Denny.
Yep.
Denny looks like he's turning a nice player. And then I believe the next year, Corey Kispert was drafted.
Right
after him. And this is not a huge name, but he's an excellent player. Sengun from the Rockets, who made the All-Star team.
Mm-hmm.
Got a hit on the picks.
Yep.
Well, now, to be fair, there was a gap between LaMelo Ball and Haliburton where it's just a wasteland of picks, like Patrick Williams, Isaac Okoro, Killian Hayes, who I don't even think's in the league anymore, Obi Toppin, there's Denny, Jalen Smith out of Maryland was picked before Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah.
Look, like when you're getting down in like 11, 12, 13, it's
a crapshoot.
Yeah. I mean, you're not usually going to get hits like Tyrese Haliburton there, but that's a massive hit for the Pacers. I don't know what the Kings were doing, dealing him away, but
they clearly felt like it wasn't a hit.
Well, I'd
have to go back and look at the numbers of what he averaged those
numbers
two, 3 years.
Decent with Sacramento. They weren't hit the level they are with Indiana.
But now he's a legitimate All-Star.
Yeah,
and he's going to go to the NBA Finals.
Yes,
first time that they've been there in 25 years. So 130 to 121, 3-1. He'll go back to the Garden. Tonight you'll have Game 5, T-Wolves Thunder. That's in OKC. So OKC is a pretty significant favorite. I think they're up or a 9-point favorite. So
by the way, amongst the celebrity guests sitting courtside at the Pacers Knicks game, Mitchell Rails wearing his Commander's lid.
Ah,
nice. As was Spike Lee and a bunch of other luminaries. I think Ben Stiller was there. Mitchell Rails just hanging out in Indiana watching the game.
I wonder why in Indiana.
I don't know. Maybe just wanted to be there. Maybe he just loves hoops.
Knicks have to be kicking themselves, though, to be down 3-1 and not advancing in the series if they don't, because they had that 14-point lead in game 1.
Yeah.
Could have set the tone, gone up one zippy. Instead, they let the Pacers come back.
Also sending screenshots of Tibbs basically saying that he should undergo the same procedure that Drab T-Shirt underwent. Because he's struggling with the hair, like big time.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Pacers blew a 20-point lead in Game 3.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I think it's clear that the Pacers are the better team. They're a fun team to watch. It's not a one man or two man show. All 5 guys on the court can score the ball. They pass. They run. They're a play style that I can get behind of watching. They don't just shoot threes. They're a fun team to watch. I know JP said they were boring at the start of the series. I don't see boring, and maybe they're not from a big sexy city with a bunch of celebrities courtside. Even though I think Triple H was courtside last night, which was kind of silly.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Thunder Pacers is a great style matchup.
I just think it's going to get very low ratings.
I don't care. It's fun to watch. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't worry about the ratings.
I can't worry about the ratings.
You know who worries about that?
A.
The NBA worries about that.
Right.
Or the networks.
Suits. Yeah, the network suits care.
Did you guys see McAfee pregame yelling at the New York celebrities?
I saw him hyping up the crowd.
I think Valdez has the audio here.
Northwest Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears.
That's pretty funny.
He did your favorite bit, Jason. He said, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Dude, he's a superstar.
He is
McAfee is a superstar.
There's no doubt about it.
Done a great job with his career.
So another player that no one really talks about and who was drafted 27th overall, first round pick, who's turned into, you know, he's not a superstar, but he's a star. Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
If you look at his numbers, now he was drafted by Toronto. He played for Toronto for, I don't know, bunch of years.
Won a title there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
He's a really good player.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you talk about hitting a grand slam at 27.
Oh, yeah. If you find somebody that deep
right,
in a
Toronto
draft.
Did it. Mm-hmm. All right. And then obviously he goes to Indiana and he averages almost 20 a game for his career. He had 30 last night. He's just legit. So he was a 27 pick.
Now I'm going to depress myself and see who the Wiz picked in that draft when they could have had Pascal Siakam.
Oh,
let's see.
Ton.
See who the Wiz picked that year. Scrolling down. Maybe they didn't have a pick. I don't see them listed.
By the way,
last
night after the game, there was a stabbing at some brewery in Carmel, Indiana. Oof. This kid, Jarrett Funk, who's 24, was charged by the Hamilton County prosecutor. Actually, I'm sorry. This was last night. Anyway, he stabbed a Knicks fan. So after winning the game, game away from going to the NBA Finals, he gets into it. He was celebrating.
Yeah, but
probably had too many.
I don't usually celebrate by stabbing somebody in a bar, but I guess he just took it to a different level.
But he was harassing some Knicks fans who were also there at Danny Boy Beer Works.
Okay.
It's the name of the brewery.
Sounds like a fun spot.
Witnesses said that Funk, the 24-year-old, approached the other two, slapped a hat off one of them, and then challenged them to a fight. Bar staff called police, told Funk and his family, leave the...
Hopefully no relation to Fred.
No, spelled differently.
Okay. How do you spell Funk differently?
F-U-N-K-E. Okay. Maybe it's Funky.
All right. An E on the end.
We'll call him Funky.
Okay.
Funky's father tried to get him out of there, but the son continued yelling at the fans.
Hammered.
He was hammered.
Yeah, I mean,
and stabbed one of them. What a dumbass.
Yeah. Have fun in jail.
He didn't kill the fan, did he?
No, did not kill him.
All right, good.
According to the story, no.
Right.
Also, Sean Kemp. See this story?
Yes, this is wild. I kind of feel like I got Sean Kemp's side on
this. Dude, I felt a little old the other day. I was playing poker. I think this is next to the guy who was a Junks P1 who took all my chips. When we were talking, like, somehow we were talking about the Sonics and Sean Kemp.
Yeah.
He had zero file on who Sean Kemp was.
Oh, really? Right.
And how silly he was.
Right. Well, Sean Kemp's our age.
I was like, oh, this guy's way younger than me. Yeah. I wasn't even processing it until he told me. No idea who Sean Kemp was.
Loved Sean Kemp probably for years.
Sure.
Read the details on what went down.
Yeah. So apparently he and several employees he's got a cannabis dispensary somewhere in outside Seattle. Kemp's truck was broken into in March of 2023.
Okay.
An employee's purse was stolen along with keys to Kemp's business. A cell phone was stolen. Paperwork, memorabilia, including game-worn jerseys of Gary Payton and Kemp that were going to be auctioned off at a charity golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever stole all the stuff, they took off. They had his phone. He was using a phone tracking app. He located where these people were. He talked to the driver of the it was a Toyota 4Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Circling some sort of a casino parking lot. This is all according to the trial brief. The men in the vehicle, after they dumped some of Kemp's belongings but kept the phone, Kemp later saw that his phone was near a mall. He drove there. He saw the 4Runner. He went up to the window. They started talking, blah, blah, blah. He shot into the car.
No, no. They shot at him first.
Well, they shot at him first. True. Well, that's what he's claiming, right?
Yeah.
But then he fired off some rounds into the car. Did he hit one of them? I guess he did.
I don't know.
But anyway, so he is going to, he pled guilty to assault charge in a shooting. So he's looking at almost a year in jail.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, he's trying to be a vigilante.
Well, yeah, can't again, but if they did fire first.
If they fire first, then he's just trying to get his stuff back. He got a bunch of it back, but they still had his phone. Yep. And so he approached him again. They're discussing it. And then according to him, they started shooting at him. And then he returns.
Yep.
I'm kind of Team Kemp on this one.
But he agreed to plea?
He agreed to a lesser charge. Just to get it behind him.
There might be other things that aren't in the story.
Could be. I guess the max he's looking at, or the recommended 9 months.
He was looking
months.
At a first-degree assault charge.
Yeah.
And that would have been a lot longer in jail, but so he agreed to the second-degree assault charge.
Right.
So that's why he's getting 9 months. Right. He's looking at 9 months. Maybe he'll only get 5. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, terrible situation all the way around. Listen, mm-hmm. I think Valdez has had it happen before, right? Like AirPods stolen, you track them, you know. You can't
but
really.
I didn't read the entire story. But when the stuff was stolen, did he call the cops?
I don't think so.
I think he just went to go get it.
That was his problem.
Yeah,
right there.
Gotta get the authorities involved.
Problem is, the cops don't care about stuff like that. Although I think if it's Sean Kemp, didn't they get him?
So the DC police just kind of put their hands in the head. Well, not blow it off, but there's like there's nothing I can really do.
Yeah.
And then I showed them because I was able to track my AirPods through my phone.
Right.
Because if you have Apple products, that's one of the advantages.
Right.
So I could see exactly the house that they were in.
Right.
And then luckily, the PG County police
responded,
were listeners of the show, said that like they heard me talking about it. And so like they went up to the house and said, like they couldn't really arrest them, but they said, you have something that doesn't belong to you. It's we can see it. It's here. If you just hand it over, there'll be no problem, no issue or anything like that. And they handed it over.
Right.
And then they gave it back to me.
Right. That's the way to handle it.
It was all day honesty.
Yeah.
Technically, they really didn't have to hand it over.
Right.
Because, legally, they couldn't really do anything about it.
Right.
But just the intimidation of the police knocking on your door saying, hey, you got something.
You're going to give them up.
But this Kemp deal sounds a little bit, not as extreme as the Javaris Crittenden situation, where Crittenden had things stolen. If you watch the documentary with,
I still got to watch that
with Gil. You see that Crittenden was bitter that he had stuff taken from him, and so he went and he shot somebody, accidentally killed somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Terrible situation.
Because it wasn't even his target who died.
Right. Right.
But what if Kemp had called the cops and said, "Officer, these people stole a bunch of stuff, and I saw a gun in the car."
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't. You say, I think he has a gun. I guarantee they've been on him.
Maybe, yeah.
So,
but you don't want him to lie and say he saw a gun if he didn't see a gun.
So what?
Yeah, it's a little.
They stole a bunch of stuff. You can always say, I thought I saw a gun.
Right.
At least the cops will go after him. So what's he going to do? He's going to serve a year in jail.
Probably.
Anyway, so kind of crazy story there.
Hey, man, the prison team might just have a nice star for a year.
He's the first pick. Pick number one.
I bet you he weighs a
Even
bunch.
Even at 55.
I bet you he weighs
dude.
A bunch.
I've seen him in like podcasts. In he's a pretty big dude.
Yeah. All right, quickly.
He gets 5-footers.
Speaking of Seattle, the Mariners beat the Nets. Pounded them last night. First game of the series. 9-1. Mitchell Parker gets the loss. He's 4-4. Mitchell Parker's ERA in the month of May is almost 8. His ERA in the month of April was 3.5. Maybe not even. So he's just been getting pounded the last 5 or 6 starts. The only positive, James Wood hit number 14. They only had 4 hits, but the Mariners win 9-1. Cal Riley, stud catcher for the Mariners, going to be in the All-Star game, hit his 18th and 19th home runs. First Mariner since A-Rod to have 19 home runs before June 1st in a season. And that was 1999. So Cal Riley's putting up some crazy numbers.
Coming up at 7 o'clock.
And by the way, the Rockies lost again. Guess what the Rockies' record is?
No, hold on. It's like 9-46. That's my guess.
You might have nailed that. Rocky's record is now 9-46. 3-24 on the road.
Baseball cakes.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to get back into the Nationals. Ken Rosenthal wrote a scathing article about their player development and Mike Rizzo and the disappointments.
How dare
we'll
he?
We'll get into that at 7 o'clock here on the Junkies. So OTAs are going on for a lot of teams, and there's somebody who's absent in Pittsburgh, who a lot of people expect to be in Pittsburgh, and Terry Bradshaw has had it. Aaron Rodgers, a no-show for, even though people still expect him to be there, he's been a no-show for OTAs.
Was it Rappaport that tweeted yesterday, or maybe it was Schefter? I think it was Rappaport tweeted that he's still expected to be there, I guess right before the mandatory minicamp or whatever is when they expect him to report.
Bradshaw said, "It's a joke. That is, to me, just a joke. What are you going to do? Bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? That guy needs to stay in California. Go somewhere and chew on bark. Whisper to the gods out there."
He just sounds so old and washed, Terry Bradshaw.
Well, Bradshaw apparently was a huge Kenny Pickett guy. He also hammered the team and the organization.
He might be right on the Pickett criticism for sure.
Why
would you be a big Kenny Pickett guy?
Well, if you listen to his explanation, he was like, "I like Kenny Pickett. I saw him play at Pitt. They never surrounded him with an offensive line. They never had an offense that could succeed with him."
I'm going to side with the rest of the NFL aside from Terry Bradshaw. I think they've pretty much spoken on Kenny Pickett at this point.
Well, maybe, but he may start for Cleveland. Now, you could say, well, Cleveland's got nothing, but they got a bunch of quarterbacks.
They're terrible.
Doesn't mean he's good. That means they're desperate, too.
They're
kind of punting.
I'm kind of with the idea. Listen, I'm no Kenny Pickett fan, but I do think oftentimes it's fit, and if teams surround you with the right talent, right? I mean, look at Brock Purdy. I'm not saying he would beat Brock Purdy, but I don't know.
Yeah, but look, I'm going to trust the Steelers as well. I mean, they knew what they had in Kenny Pickett.
Let's see.
Just because he was, first of all, he wasn't great at Pitt. He had one really good year.
His last year,
because he stayed there and played a bunch of college football.
Right.
But he certainly wasn't a great college quarterback. But he, I don't know what they did. Maybe they didn't give him the offensive firepower. Bradshaw said he had no wide receivers to speak of. I mean, I don't believe that.
His big beef was the offensive line.
He's sticking up for Kenny Pickett. Like, he's his guy, and he hates Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah. Look, I can see not liking Rodgers. That's one thing. But don't say that, you know, Kenny Pickett was the future of this team. Come on. I don't believe that.
So Rodgers was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he kind of intimated that what has kept him away from making the decision is he has some friends who have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
He's kind of intimated that for a while. He has some friends dealing with some stuff.
Before he said personal issues.
Yeah.
The quote that I see here on the podcast, he said, "I figured out during the last year when I've been in the weeds with these people who are close to me that I have cancer." Hmm. And he says it's taken a personal toll on him.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're about to join a new team and you have a new playbook, and you have new teammates that you haven't thrown the ball to other than one session with Metcalf,
mm-hmm.
it might be a good idea to get some reps in.
Right. Yeah, unless you're a 40-year-old, 41-year-old, future Hall of Famer.
I'm not saying he
pretty much knows he can make all the throws. You just got to lock in.
Right, but it's a different system.
Right.
And you do like to build rapport with your wideouts if you've never played with them before.
Listen, I'm not saying it's going to go swimmingly.
And when 80 guys show up and you're the one guy that's not showing up, I don't know. Mason Rudolph, I mean, I guess he knows he's dead man walking, but if I'm Mason Rudolph, I'm preparing ready to start.
Aaron Rodgers does his own thing. Wasn't it last year when he said he would be at the Jets, like offseason activities? And then he was in Egypt riding around on a camel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he's a weird guy. He does his own thing. He does it on his own timeline.
It's true. So it's definitely true.
Or maybe he's done. Maybe he's thinking, you know what, I'm done with football.
I thought he was done until I saw Rappaport double down on it yesterday. I think it was Rappaport. And he's like, he's still expected to be there before the mandatory meeting.
I guess I'll believe it when I see it.
It's still May.
Yeah.
So he could show up mid to late July.
Yeah.
Well, Shefty said the Steelers are willing to wait until September 7th.
Okay, it's so crazy. So he has all, he's got the hammer and he's using it.
Yeah,
is what it looks like.
Yeah,
and maybe Mike Tomlin's just like, he's got a wink wink deal with him, like, hey, like, I want to break through and win some playoff games.
Where
like,
does that?
You're going to be my guy.
You just come back whenever you want.
You just come in whenever you want.
Well, where does that leave Kirk Cousins? Because wouldn't you rather have Cousins at this point? I know he came off a terrible year, but 2 years ago Cousins was pretty good.
Yeah,
you know, maybe he's healthier. Cousins is younger. Cousins is going to give you a little bit more, at least.
Well, Cousins is still under contract, right?
Right, yes. But he didn't show up to their.
He didn't show up to the minicamp. Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah. He's their backup plan. They prefer Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Jason, I know, is going to counter and say, well, those are bogus numbers. But the second half of the season, he had pretty good games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were losing a lot.
Yeah, they did.
They were losing a lot. But, you know, the second half of the season, I'll just rip it off. 2 touchdowns, no picks. 3 touchdowns, no picks. All right, 0-0. 2 touchdowns, no pick. 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. 1-0. 3-0. 1-0. He had a bad game against Buffalo with no touchdowns and 2 picks. Closed the year against Miami, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. Mm-hmm. Like, he was pretty good that second half of the season.
Right.
Statistically, he's on a terrible team. They didn't win a lot of games.
Right.
His QBR was not great. His passer rating was not great overall. But he finished with 28 touchdowns, only 11 picks.
Right.
A terrible year for Aaron Rodgers.
A lot of those could be just empty numbers, though. I didn't watch him every week, but when I did watch him, he was bad.
Yeah, I watched him plenty, and he was bad most of the time I was watching him. Now, maybe I tuned out on a lot of those late games, but it sounds like
he fattened up. Well, when you're 3-1 touchdown interception, it couldn't have all been bad.
It was a lot of bad.
No, but I'm not going to put too much stock against, you know, throwing 3 touchdowns against Jacksonville.
I mean, he had 4 in the closer against Miami, and I'm sure the Jets were eliminated at that point.
Is his bad better than Mason Rudolph's good?
Probably, yes. Well, not even probably. Yes.
So that's what the Steelers are factoring into the equation. Now, I think he's kind of a jerk, because if you're going to a new team and you got a new playbook and you have new teammates, as I said, it's probably a good idea to integrate yourself with the team as soon as possible. And it's not like he wouldn't have a bunch of time off. These OTAs are a couple days.
He doesn't buy into that philosophy.
It's a couple days with the team, and then you can do your thing for 3 weeks. Well, and then you come back.
There must be a degree of him that's still pondering whether or not he 100% wants to do it. Right? Because if he was all in, he probably would show up for the 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or this is just kind of his cheat sheet.
Yeah.
You know, when we had cheat sheets, we were cutting corners.
Yeah.
I mean, pass a test.
At the end of his career, he probably figures, I've earned it. I can show up when I want.
If he all of a sudden retires before the season starts, and then the Steelers are stuck with Mason Rudolph, I'm betting all the unders. Just give me all of the Steeler unders, please.
And I don't think Mike Tomlin would ever be on board with this. But maybe they're looking at next year's draft, which is supposed to be rich with quarterbacks, and saying, maybe we'll have a bad season. Not just like tank, but have a bad season and say hello to Arch Manning or one of these other studs.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how good next year's class is.
I agree with that. You never know.
You don't know.
You never freaking know.
But look, Tomlin always gets them to 500 or better. So
He'll keep them competitive. Yeah, they probably won't be in the mix for the first pick. That would be unlikely.
But it was kind of strange that they dealt Pickens. I know Pickens was. But when they brought in Metcalf, you're thinking, okay, they're loading up at receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then they set ship Pickens to Dallas.
Well, that tells you how much of a nightmare he is in the locker room.
Because they weren't going to pay Pickens like 25 plus or 30 million per season when his deal came up. They said, thanks, but no thanks. We'll take a package of players or picks instead.
Huh. Yeah.
You know,
but maybe he will show up for camp. Who knows? Or maybe he's just going through something mentally where he can't focus on it. And maybe in a month and a half, he's fine, or 2 months. But, you know, let's just wait and see.
If I had to bet, before I saw the Rappaport thing, I would have said he's done. But now I'm back in on he's going to show up.
Yeah.
I'm back in on it.
Oh, I think he's playing.
Yeah.
I think he likes this stuff.
And the word is they have some sort of handshake agreement. Like, they understand. They know. He was there, spent a day with the staff, got along with everybody. And they have a handshake agreement.
Terry Bradshaw's had it, though.
Let me tell you something about Terry Bradshaw. I saw him in person a couple years ago. I told you, where he was drinking NyQuil and like Coors Light or whatever.
That's washing quite it a down at
the
combo.
Washing it down at the bar. Yeah. That you want to talk about a guy who's at the end of the road? That guy's, you know.
Well, if you
he's
want to be
definitely lost his fastball.
Yeah, he just
if you
made
really
the
want to be entertained, I don't recommend you doing this for long. Watch him do highlights at halftime.
They're abysmal.
It's highly entertaining.
They're abysmal.
I mean, he's just
he
so botches, off the rails.
He botches 40% of the names.
Yeah, easily.
He's a human train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up next, why have the Nationals remained cellar dwellers for many years now?